Hello, and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. If you're new, Daniela Cheng is my name. I'm an early childhood education specialist by passion and profession with a degree in the same, currently an early years curriculum designer and consultant, and I've been working with children for over 10 years in different capacities. So I usually work with 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years and particularly 0 to 5 because it's the foundation of everything about children. And now, drum rolls! So, did you know that your children are wondering why you bought 300 rolls of tissue and a truckload of disinfectant? Like, seriously though, I'm also wondering why. And maybe have you explained it to your children? I don't know. So that's why this episode is here. So reality is, there's a virus going around and claiming thousands of lives, and God knows how many more. And I'm not here to scare us, but to fact check that the fear and anxiety that we possibly have as adults is also in our children, young or teenage, and it's probably even worse because they are operating on hearsay rather than facts. Or they just have fears of the unknown and no one is helping them navigate through them. So you know more about children, and that's why I'm here. But this thing, episode today does not focus just on children. It focuses, most of the episodes don't just focus on children, like small kids, they focus through all. So you know, children and teens are being exposed to information and misinformation from so many sources. They all have questions about this whole situation. Like, what if they or a loved one gets sick, or if their grandparents will die because they've heard that it's quickly killing older people? Not that younger people are exempted, but this is the information that's going around. And if you haven't taken time to talk to your children and explain to them with facts what's happening, trust me, anxiety is killing your children. They may not show it. So like the big question right now is, how can parents best keep their children up to date without terrifying them? I mean, we're not here to scare our children. We're trying to reduce the anxiety. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of articles going around about how to talk to your children through this pandemic. They have even comics to help with that. So you can go check those out. Just Google, and they'll help you out with explaining or getting your child to read about them. But I'm also here to share a few tips on communicating to your child what is happening, because trust me, it is affecting them. But the important to note is that children's capacity to deal with complex and worrying information increases with age. So the way you will speak to a 3-year-old is going to be very different to the way you speak to a 10-year-old or the way you speak to a teenager. And it also just involves personal judgment and what you know about your child and how ready they are or how they take in different information. So I think the first thing I must put out is to beg you not to minimize or disqualify their fears. Like, stop being scared. Oh, it's not, please, let's not do that. And neither should you promise that no one they know will get sick, because that's not true. It's not guaranteed. And trauma will be really bad if someone they know does get sick when you told them they wouldn't. And that might make them think that they will also get it, or somebody they know will get it, or something like that. So the solution is that you tell them that you cannot promise anything, but that you are doing everything possible to make sure that no one in your family will get sick and everybody you know is being extra careful. This is where now you add details like, that's why we are washing our hands a lot and for longer, or that is why we're disinfecting every other time, or that is why you're not going to school like everyone, or why we can't go and visit people, or why when you're seeing people with masks, because if they're seeing it on TV or outside, trust me, they're questioning. Or why they can't play with their friends outside. By the way, I really, really hope that this quarantine period, we are actually keeping our children quarantined. Because as much as there's no reported fatal cases of effects to children, though they are getting affected, they are very good carriers of the virus. So do keep them in your compound away from others. Like, the quarantine period is not for them to play with their friends, and I know they miss it and they're wondering why. This is why we're going to explain to them why, now depending on the age, in the most child friendly or teenage friendly way. But don't let your children interact. You don't know where people are coming from. Yeah, so trust me, children are seeing all these things and they're also wondering, especially because it has disrupted their normal routine. And mom and dad are also probably working at home now and not going to work, so Some of your children have probably already asked, like, what's happening. So why I chose to talk about it is because of the saying that children are meant to be seen and not heard. And many times, children are ignored and seen as too young to understand. But a disruption to normal lives raises their eyebrows. And they probably have also had family or friends talk about it. And worst case scenario, they've heard that people are dying. And as much as that is making you scared, it's also giving them anxiety. And just to note that anxiety in children usually presents itself from different symptoms than in adults. So they project more physical symptoms like stomach aches and headaches, like physical conditions or symptoms that are not medically related. Like you can't say they ate something bad or something. That's how anxiety shows for them. And these symptoms can become frequent. You'll also sometimes notice anxiety. Your child is all of a sudden very hostile, aggressive, or they get very irritable, even though they're unprovoked. These kind of symptoms. Your child's behavior could be changing. It's something you're not used to, and you're wondering why. It's probably because they're facing anxiety with what's happening. So don't be afraid to talk about corona. They have seen it. They have heard about it being talked about, and the silence can make them worry more. So if your child is older, let's say like 6 to 8+ years, find out what they know about the virus and then be the one who clarifies any misconceptions and fears being spread around, especially if they have their phones. I mean, look at the fads that we're getting on WhatsApp, ridiculous things. Can you imagine what's going on in their teenage channels or their children channels, whatever groups they are on or social media platforms? So help them know the facts. And that makes it more reassuring for them than what is being spread around. You also don't need to be too generous with data and information, especially the younger they are. Like, no need to tell them that tens of thousands are dead or hundreds of thousands are getting affected. No, we're trying to avoid enhancing panic scenarios in them. Plus, if you also don't have the answers to some of the questions, that's fine. Let them know that you don't have answers to everything. But most importantly, let them know that you are 130% there for them. Like, the best thing right now is the assurance is the most important thing for them. Let them know you're trying everything to make sure your family is safe and make sure they know that in case they're scared, they've got you. Even your teenagers, even your 18+ years, if you're staying with adults in your home who are still your children, let them know you're there for each other. You know, assurance. People just need to be assured that things are going to be okay. You know, and let them share their fears. Continue to give them reassurance. Please don't shun them or tell them things like, oh, you're being ridiculous, you're overreacting, you're being too emotional, or grow up. No. Please be gentle. They're just as scared as you. And for the little ones, you can give them a practical example that they can relate to. So I'll give an example of a lesson I was designing. This is actually before the corona incident came. We're learning about the senses and the sense of touch. So we're talking about the importance of washing hands, which was amazingly coincidental, not like in a good way, but also in a good way, that the week before schools were shut down was the week that the place that I designed for the lesson was handling this lesson. So for the little children, this is the most practical way you can explain, because they should know the name corona. Right, they're probably wondering why they're washing their hands frequently or being disinfected, all those kind of stuff. So explaining to them, you can't tell them, oh, this is what happens, blah, blah. So just give them a practical example, and we'll use the example of a flu. Right, so ask them if they remember a time when they had a cold or a flu, homa, you know, in Kiswahili, and tell them, ask them how did they feel about it, you know, they were really sick, and tell them that's how corona is and why we're washing our hands every time. Now, the practical example, get an old sock, like socks, an old one side of the socks, and make what we'll call a sock puppet. And then you'll use your hand as a sock puppet. Yeah, your hand will be using to move like up and down. I hope you're getting the image of what I'm trying to say. Now, try and make your sock puppet as real. So if you have what you call googly eyes, stick googly eyes on it. If you don't have, draw and cut circles or eyes, like white and black in the center, and stick them on the top side of your sock puppet, right? So that it has eyes, and so your hands will be the mouth. So once you have the face and the socks ready, the one socks, you'll need also glitter, right, and a black surface. So if you have a black table, well and good, though I prefer you'd put, let's say, a black piece of paper or any dark paper, navy blue, something that, because you're going to need glitter. I hope we have glitter. If you don't have glitter, let's try flour, unga, yes, flour, maize meal, or the one for making chapati. Yeah, but glitter will do amazing. So if you have glitter, mix that with flour, right? And then, so you're going to tell your child, I know we keep telling you to wash your hands, or you can't go outside and play, or you can't, you know, explain to them why they can't do what is normally doing. Then tell them it's because we don't want the spread of germs. And then because we like our kids explaining what they know, you ask them, what do you think germs are? And wait for their responses and then tell them, well, they're like tiny little people, creatures, sorry, that can make us sick when they get into our bodies. Just like when you get a flu and then when you go to school, everybody also gets the flu. That's how the germs move. So then tell them, introduce them to the socket, introduce them to the puppet. Sorry, I mixed puppet and socks, socket. Anyway, sorry. So introduce them to the puppet and then tell them, give the puppet a name, like, hi, my name is Danielle, yeah? And I have germs because I have a cold and I like to share my germs because I have no manners. Do you want me to see my germs? Do you want to see my germs? So they probably be curious. Kids are curious and want to know. So then put a handful of the glitter and powder, mix it into the sockets. Wow. I'm sorry. I think you get what I mean by socket. You into the puppet's mouth, right? Then ask your puppet, Danielle, are you ready to show your children how you like to share germs? Then make your puppet shake their head like yes, like Danielle the socket. Wah, fine, Danielle the socket, the puppet socket, the puppet sock. Like shake the head like vigorously like yes, she wants to share the germs. So then tell your child, okay, let's all pretend you're going to sneeze. And then Danielle can sneeze with us. Then you go, ready, choo. And then like you, at this point, you open like this puppet's mouth with a slight flick. And then the glitter or powder should shoot across like the paper you've put on the table, right? Then you ask your child to touch the quote-unquote germs on the table. So we're trying to show why we are not interacting with people and why we have to keep disinfecting ourselves. So we're making this practical for the children. Trust me, plus 6, 7, it will be very exciting for them. I'm sure even people in your house, I'm sure even you'd be excited to see this. So once the germs are, the glitter is on the black table so everybody can see it, then tell your child you want them to touch. Don't like put their entire palm on the glitter and then look at their hands, right? Remind them all that glitter represents the germs that we are trying to not get around so that people don't get sick. Then tell them to, let's say, hold their face, because you know we're trying to avoid holding the face, right? So tell them to hold their face and then tell them to go look at a mirror and talk about what they see. They'll obviously say they see the glitter. Now tell them to go and greet somebody else in the house and then tell that person to look at their hands. The glitter will transfer. Tell them to go and touch a door handle or a pencil or something and see the glitter transfer. And then now you see, what do you think? Then ask them, what do you think that means? That means the germs are getting everywhere. When somebody's sick and they sneeze and then they touch their face or they touch somebody else, and then that's how it spreads. And that means other people will get sick. If somebody comes and touches the door handle or whatever they touch, let's say the pencil, then they're going to get glitter on their hands, aka the germs. So that means people get quickly sick like that. That's why we have to stay at home. That's why we have to disinfect. That's why we have to wash our hands. So practically, yes, they will see how the germs are being transferred. And then you tell them, that's why we are home. There's this virus called corona and it's spreading germs like that. So if we interact with people and we touch their germs or anything they've touched that got their germs, we can also get sick. That's why we're not playing with our friends. That's why we're not going to school. etc. I think we get the hang of it now. So that will help the little ones understand why all of a sudden they can't play or do whatever is normal to them. So I hope that helps. And so, like, coming back to the points of this whole explaining the flu, sorry, explaining corona to your children, generally just be there for your children, whether they're young, preteen, teenage, or adult. Tell them everyone is trying their best to stay healthy and focus on what you and your family are doing to stay healthy, as this will comfort them and tell them that they can also contribute to staying healthy, like washing their hands, which the World Health Organization recommends to be 20 seconds. So for the younger ones, for them to keep that time, trust me, washing, I don't know if you've tried it, it's a long time to wash your hands. So they can sing happy birthday, the happy birthday song twice, or sing the ABC song. Those are about 20 seconds. So for older children, let them know that you'll keep them updated with what's happening so that they don't feel left out. So as a parent, this means you have to be up to date with what official sources say and not the many WhatsApp forwards before you share them with your children. And remember, as hard as it is to calm down during this time, your children are relying on you for calmness. So it will help if you try and manage your own anxiety first before talking to them about it, because fear in your face will transfer fear to your children. And also just tell them that you all need each other. Sometimes you're going to be scared, so we need each other as a family to be strong, supportive, and cooperative. And let them know what's in their control and what isn't. And most assuredly tell them, we have doctors and nurses waiting to treat anyone who's sick. Those are our superheroes right now, and we thank God for them. And we thank all doctors and nurses out there, or medical staff, even the cleaners who are ensuring that the place is amazing. We're really grateful for them. So let them know they're people. There's the medical team, they are waiting to help anybody. And I know they also, and I'm pretty sure they miss their friends and family who are not within the house. So to avoid like that anxiety or the missing too much, let them FaceTime or call the people they miss, their friends from school, their friends in the estate, their family who are not there. They're just as worried as you. I will keep reminding you that. And look at the positive of the situation. The family can now bond and truly get to know each other deeply and connect over activities and games. They're all over the internet. And by the way, once the corona conversation is over, because it's quite heavy, especially for older people, kids, move on to something that isn't threatening or scary, such as, so what did you have for lunch? What did you enjoy about lunch? Or what new hobby or skill they want to develop during this time? Because we might... Because with the government directives, I mean, even if it's going to be for the next 2-3 weeks, they have time to develop a new hobby or skill. So let them develop whatever they can while they're home. And as earlier mentioned, the logistics of the COVID-19 have disrupted quite a lot of what is normal life for them. And it's important that we also stick to a routine, because it gives predictability, which right now is very helpful. So means we're maintaining meal times. If breakfast was at 8, breakfast should be at 8, you know, or at least 9, you know. If bedtime was at 7 for the little ones, or 6, let them maintain, and any other routines that are in line with that, because the more you disrupt the schedule, the more confusing it gets and the more frustrating it is. People work best with a routine, especially for kids. And if you're looking for ways to keep your 3 to 5 year old engaged and learning without the stress of normal learning and sitting for extended periods on desks, I am currently designing daily activities that are delivered in weekly packets that will keep them happily engaged throughout this period of the quarantine. And trust me, these activities are not a one to sit on a book, write in lines, and no, it's going to keep them engaged. And it 100% uses most materials. Most materials are actually found within the house. They're not going to break a bank. So each weekly packet goes for just 150 shillings and it's sent to your email or your WhatsApp number if that's what you prefer. And so these are predominantly for 3 to 5. I know people have asked me why not older. I told you I love working with the foundation and that's where my passion is. So if you like these packages, or you know somebody who would like them or benefit from them, tell them to reach me on my WhatsApp number 0738-724-611. I'll repeat 0738-724-611, or they can reach me on email at babystepsbyd@gmail.com. babystepsbyd@gmail.com, and I'll definitely get back to them. And the fun thing about these activities is this is a time for us, they end at lunchtime for the 3 to 5 year olds. Why? It's first of all, the activities ensure there's collaboration between the parent and the child. So you get to know each other, get to understand where they're at. And also past, it ends at midday. So kids have free time to play and engage with their family, so that we're not keeping them stuck on books for ages and ages. I know of a parent who told me their kid is dying of homework and she's five. And I'm like, why would you do that to a five-year-old? Not from her, but from the school. Why? So we're just trying to keep them engaged and learning, but learning through everyday activities and play. So please reach out. And as I close out, if you believe in God, keep encouraging your family with his promises and also take his warnings seriously. Like a verse that I've been putting out there and will continue to do that during this period. For people who think God will protect them when they openly risk their lives in the name of faith. That is not faith, guys. That is ignorance. Ecclesiastes 7:17 says, do not be excessively or willfully wicked and do not be a fool. Why should you die before your time? So guys, I wish you peace that passes understanding during this period. And please, 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 as much as you can, stay indoors. Stay indoors. Stop trying faith. Stop testing God. Stop trying your immunity. Please, people are being infected. This thing is real. And keep your children engaged physically and mentally. So, as I end, make your order for your 3 to 5s weekly packet. Bye.